Memória do Rock. Agora, na Rádio Câmara, venha redescobrir os grandes clássicos e os artistas que definiram o rock.
Mais uma edição de Memória do Rock está começando aqui pela Rádio Câmara. Nesta próxima hora, o melhor do rock clássico, os artistas e as músicas que marcaram a música. Eu sou Márcio Aquilissardi e hoje começamos com um estudioso da música. Para a gente ter uma ideia, o britânico Chris Rea, em 2005, ele lançou uma caixa com 11 discos ao mesmo tempo, nada menos que 137 músicas inéditas de uma vez só. Qual era o objetivo dele? Empreender através da música uma jornada pela evolução do blues. Poucos artistas como ele, como Chris Rea, aliás, souberam tão bem mesclar os elementos do blues dentro do guarda-chuva do rock. Vejamos, por exemplo, The Road to Hell Part 2, lançada em 1989. Esse foi Chris Rea, dele mesmo, Road to Hell Part 2. Também britânicos, como Chris Rea, os integrantes do Fairport Convention mesclaram não apenas o blues com o rock, mas também a folk música das Ilhas Britânicas e uma pitada de jazz. O resultado? Músicas como Red and Gold.
Red and gold are royal colors, peasant colors of green and brown. Green is the corn in the brown earth when it's growing. Red and gold when the harvest is cut down. Through Cropredy in Oxfordshire, Cherwell takes its course, and the willows weep into its waters clear. My name it is Will Timms, it's here that I was born, raised in faith my king and God to fear. In 1644 the king in Oxford town did dwell, though we'd heard that Cromwell's army was nearby. It did not occur to me that little Cropredy could be witness to the meeting of both sides. On June the 29th that year I was about my work, cutting hedges in a meadow by the stream. My blade slipped, I cut my hand, my own dear blood did flow upon the brown earth and the corn still green. Now it did distress me so to watch my own blood flow and quickly soak into the greedy ground. In red and gold my colors swam and sweat broke on my brow. Faint I knew that I must lay me down. Red and gold are royal colors, peasant colors of green and brown. Green is the corn when it's growing, red and gold when the harvest is cut down. At first I thought the thundering was just inside my head, so I raised myself above the hedge to see. And I watched as in a dream, as the armies fought downstream, the battle for the bridge at Cropredy. Now the king's men fought in red and gold, though Cromwell's men were plainer, the blood they spilled was coloured just the same. Through the hedgerow's fragile cover, I saw brother killing brother, and all of this was done in Jesus' name. Red and gold are royal colours, peasant colours of green and brown. Green is the corn in the brown earth when it's growing, red and gold when the harvest is cut down. All that day and all the next, the battle it was raging, though when darkness came I slipped away. But the crying of the dying kept me wakeful and just lying in my bed until the dawning of the day. I had were red and gold, and the little stream became a flood. From all my brothers killing one another, till waking I realized it was all my own dear blood. And some just where they fell, with no markers to declare their place of rest. But the poppies they do grow where they were never sown, to my mind they do declare it best. And each year when the green corn once again turns into gold, and the poppies in the field again remind me, like the scar upon my hand. The blood spilled on this land, the hungry earth so eager to confine me. For red and gold, they are the colors. One is blood and one is power. Though I may find my rest in property church, in golden fields forever will spring the poppy flower. By Cropperty the Cherwell is still bidden to keep flowing, and the willows by its side still gently weep. But still in restless dreams, by this most peaceful stream, the poppies wake me from my rightful sleep. And the dreams I have are red and gold, and the little stream becomes a flood. From all my brothers, killing one another, till waking I realize it's all my own dear blood.
A gente ouviu Fairport Convention de Ralph McTell, Red and Gold. E vamos continuar na Inglaterra para fechar este bloco com um roqueiro com blues na alma. Integrante da Thin Lizzy, banda que deve aparecer logo logo por aqui, e em que teve colegas como o legendário Phil Lynott no baixo e o grande guitarrista Snowy White, o também guitarrista Gary Moore, embarcou em carreira solo e lançou vários discos explorando o uso das escalas do blues em outros estilos. E o, de 1980, tem os dois pés no hard rock. Você ouviu Gary Moore, You, fechando este bloco de Memória do Rock. Vamos ao intervalo e voltamos em seguida.